Is there anyone here on behalf of the Wilcock family?
Do we come to the mic?
Could you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Barbie and Clarence Wilcock, 139 Villa Drive, Hollister, Missouri, Unit 1, 65672.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I think we're here because we were in remiss of paying our taxes, and we were issued a penalty amount, and we had no idea that we were in arrears of paying our taxes. And because we moved, I aligned all of the addresses with our post office to have our mail forwarded to our address. And along the way, the taxes letter or information or report
bill
we never received because some mistakes were made. I don't know on whose part, but some mistakes were made as to the address where we moved from and to the address even that we're at now. They were wrong addresses. So the letter was in the mail somewhere in space somewhere because it didn't reach the old address to be forwarded to our new address because both addresses were wrong. And
they were very common mistakes in the address. Our old address was 1423 Cloud Dance Court, and it got changed to 1234, something like that, just the two middle numbers. So that one took a long time to get to us, and we saw our yellow sticker on it. And then somehow we live at 139 Villa Drive, and that got changed to 139 Vista
Drive.
So it was returned. That bill was returned as no such person at Vista Drive. So we've always been more than happy to pay our taxes and all of our bills, and often we pay them in advance to avoid things like this. But we just totally didn't know.
Yeah, we just know where this bill.
And I should have thought, what about taxes? But now we're moving back to Las Vegas at that old address. It's a different address now. So I got to thinking, do I owe any taxes? So I made a phone call, and of course we do.
The first notice that you said it took a long, that was mailed to 1423, you said it took a long time. When did you get that notice? About what month?
We never did get the notice.
I'm sorry, I thought you said it took a long time to get that.
Well, it took a long time for actually the people here to actually call us. I still don't have a bill from
Taney County.
From Taney County. In writing.
Is the first time you were never made aware that there's a website?
No.
Sorry.
Well, and if we were,
okay,
the kind of people that make phone calls much more than go to our website. I have 88,000 emails.
We're old.
So that I can go find them if I ever need them, but I don't read them but once a month.
Do you remember when you spoke to the collector's office in regard to the bail, you said by phone?
Yeah, several times in the last few weeks. Last week, last few days.
Well, the very first time, I think I remember, I'm not quite sure whether I talked to anybody. I think I did. There were so many, change of addresses coming through that I don't remember. I really don't remember talking to anybody.
But in the last few days, we have talked
to
Micah and
uh-huh.
Leslie and Missy. And and we immediately paid our taxes, paid both the penalties and the other.
And the other.
As soon as we were aware of any bill of any amount. So it's been paid. And we're hoping for a refund on the penalty part. But
due to the notes that we have here from the property cards that were made, I think we need to have Micah from the collector's office come up and when she'd actually spoken to the
people. Okay. Let me, we need to get the mic over there.
I could do my grandma. Thank you.
Could you just state your name and what office you work for on the records, please?
My name is Micah Rashler. I work for the collector's office.
Thank you.
Do you have any note of when you first spoke to the customers?
The note on their account states that I spoke to Barbara by phone in February, I believe it was the 26th, regarding the bill.
Of this year, February 26th of 2021.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. It only states that we spoke, changed an address, and then she was sending payment. And there's no note after that, and that was in February. Mm-hmm. And then we just spoke again this month.
She was sending payment. Was she made aware of what was due at the time in February?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we haven't sent any billing since then. We send our mass mailing in the fall. That's your first initial bill. And then we do a delinquent mailing in February.
And so that mass mailing was sent to the wrong address.
Right. It would have gone to the 1243, which is what our office got off the property card.
And the address is actually
1423.
Right. Yeah. I still get it mixed up.
I work on returned mail. So we would have sent February 1st a delinquent mailing to them. And
did you bring that letter that we just...
The program that we use in our office, LexisNexis, can locate people. It updates every 3 months. So my feeling is that I was able to locate them, that they now have the Branson address and got them the bill, which probably sparked the phone call. We also will just make phone calls when we have extra time. So whether we found them at Branson or I found the phone number in the program and called, that's what allowed us to speak in February about the bill.
Did you call them or they call you? Or do you even know?
I don't know. No. Yeah, that's not.
That's not
part
of the notes. Okay. And at that time, it looks like the address was to be changed to 139 Vista, and it was misheard, or for whatever reason, it was put in wrong again.
Right. Instead of Vista,
it was put in Villa.
Put it as Villa.
But are you saying that they would not have received another bill at that time?
No, we haven't. We don't do. We only do one delinquent mailing in February. We don't do any other real estate mailings until you would get your current year's bill and it would say delinquent, unless you're part of tax sale and they are not.
Had you had the correct address, would they have gotten, had it been put in properly at 139 Vista, would they have gotten it in a mail?
No.
Okay. And then what is the part of the notes says that, you know, per statute, well, it says the taxpayer did not pay within 15 days of receiving the statement. What statement would they have received? The initial statement?
Initial statement.
I believe that applies if, for some reason, the original statement can't be mailed out 30 days in advance. Then once they get it, it's due 15 days from there. On the property card, if we went back to it, it does have the parcel location is 139 Villa Drive. Is 139 Villa Drive the correct location?
Yes.
Unit 1.
Unit 1.
Okay, 139 Villa is the proper address. And then how did the how did we get to where we're at today? You said in the last couple of weeks you guys have talked a lot. Did you reach out to the collector's office or collector's office reach out to you guys, or how did that transpire?
You called. I believe you called and spoke with Missy. Yeah.
You said you're moving back to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And you, what I heard you say earlier, you're moving back to Las Vegas.
And I'm just trying to work with all my bills before I go. And I just called them up randomly and asked.
I think your call started with the assessor's office.
Yeah, I was going.
And that's when someone there noticed that 2020's bill wasn't paid and transferred you to our office.
Yeah. Yeah, it was either Chuck or Andy that transferred us down there. And, so it was, and it's still all fine to us. We just afraid, we just didn't know.
Well, one of your concerns, I think, through an email that we got was credit, affecting credit. We don't report.
We do not. It does not affect your credit score.
Yeah, there's not going to be any effect on that at all.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Also sounds to me like as far as technically, you guys, according to our notes, were aware of the bill in February. Should have paid it at that time, according to our notes. When I say our, the collector's office. At the same time, don't know that they ever truly received a bill. Other than notification via phone call. So, I don't... As soon as you guys found out, does it note, as soon as they found out the phone call from the assessor to you guys, how long then after that was it that came in and paid the bill? They paid it August 12th, right?
Right. It was within the time frame. It was the same, I believe, the same week.
Yeah.
So as soon as they got a total notice or whatever, they did come in and pay it.
Yeah, and we did it in person, so we didn't want to wait 3 days in the mail. And we live a long ways away, Hollister. Just kidding.
It's about 40 minutes.
Depends on how you drive.
It's nice and scenic.
I think the expectation of the collector's office per the note was that you was going to mail that bill in February when you spoke to them, also understanding that you didn't have a bill in hand.
Can I interject and show another piece of human error or human. I handle the finances in our family, but she writes out the checks. And there was another bill that was 2,000 and something, real similar amount. And
I have a check for that amount.
When she said, "I'll show you the check," she showed me this check. And it was to our HOA. And I think she got mixed up and thought she'd paid this bill and any bill, because I'm always telling her to pay this bill, pay that bill. And so all in her mind, she paid it. She thought she was paying this tax, but it was an HOA bill for the whole year. Because we do everything in advance. Because we don't like any problems with bills. And so... We still don't. We'll walk away from here today and pay that penalty if we need.
You have already paid.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
So we'll survive if we don't get it back.
Okay. Well, I regret that we had multiple heirs on this particular.
I'm never going to get an address like that last one again.
But, and as you say, we're all human, and you made a slight error thinking this bill was that because you didn't have a bill in hand.